After 3 months, we were allowed to work in the wards. Yes, my English was not all that good. I suffered a lot of telling off from the ward sisters. My off-duty rota was very unkind. They gave me Monday off so that I had to work long shifts from Tuesday to Sunday. I often stood in the sluice crying, but there was no question of going back to Tanga. My elder brother Abdul had warned me not to come back as other members of our family's future lay on my hands. 3 years passed. I've learned to speak well. Just before our final exam, I was coming out of the dining room. Assistant matron said to me, "The matron wants to see you." We all knew what that meant. That meant trouble. Our matron was from South Africa. South Africa was not liberated by then, 1961. I went to matron's office. She said, "Miss Shivji," that's me, "I have two girls from Tanganyika before you, and they both failed their exams. If you fail, I will stop taking girls from Tanganyika." So I worked hard for my exams, as I know that if I fail, I've jeopardized the future of Tanganyika girls. Well, I passed. I went straight to London to North Middlesex Hospital to do midwifery. I passed part one and part two. Part two, I went to Croydon, St. Mary's Hospital. By the time I was 23 years old, I was state registered nurse and a state registered midwife.